The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Annie Gang Tans is die staatsrede se rooi tapijt en die staatsrede is veronderstel om 7 uur vanavond te begin. En Christel,
going to explain it well to us. Can I just share something I wrote on Twitter quickly?
Please.
And you're welcome to, if you would like to block me on Twitter at Rob Forbes DJ. Here's what I wrote. If you can't watch tonight, I got you. 1752. Ooh, Minister, is that Gucci? 7 o'clock, procession. 1 minute past seven, point of order. 3 minutes past seven, point of order. 9 minutes past seven, point of order. 7:40, the police arrive. 7:10, we get a My Fellow South Africans. Then there's going to be a bunch of waffle. And 10:45, some television station is going to interview Bantu Holomisa for his comments.
So the only thing that I can critique this, I think the security will show up sooner than 7:40.
Okay.
But otherwise, yeah, you're red carpet disruption. Yeah, you're pretty spot on.
Can we start with that comment that was in the news from Moloto Motapo?
Yeah,
saying the red carpet is part of our tradition and he doesn't know why people have an issue with it.
And they bought the carpet 20 years ago. It's not about the actual carpet.
Yes.
That's kind of why the media was asking about this, because it's about the tone. And we know that the purpose of the red carpet, which, yes, is underway right now. So if we start with what to expect tonight. Red carpet right now, it's glitz and glam and Gucci and whatnot. En hier sit ons sonder krag, sonder water, sonder paaie wat funksioneer.
As ons nie toelaat dat hulle die rooi tapijt doen nie, dan gaan ons baie minder hê om te kritiseer en baie minder hê om oor te kerm. So laat hulle maar daar aan hulle Gucci loop. No offense, Gucci.
Can you imagine, we are into what, 107 or 108 consecutive days of load shedding. We haven't had power in a decade. The crime rate is through the roof. No one can get a job. Durban hasn't been rebuilt after all the infrastructure flooding. There are water issues all over the place. And you genuinely think you deserve to walk down a red carpet shining like a diamond because you've done a great job. No! No, you don't.
Can I get rid of it. Can I say something? For me, like a lot of people also with this whole Spurs deal, they're like, read the room, look at what's happening in the country, all of that sort of stuff. For me, I just think that life doesn't stop because these things are happening in the country. You know what I mean? Like, we still need to carry on, even though there are potholes. We're not going to close down Sandton City because there's the Diamond Walk there. So now people don't deserve to be living lavish because other people are suffering. So I just think that this whole read the room, let them do it. It's pomp and ceremony. It's parliament. It's over. We like to complain, but it's going to happen. And then afterwards, like, it'll happen next year again.
I don't mind that sentiment. Let life continue. I just want them to feel some shame. That's all I want. I want you to feel a little bit of shame.
Where do you live?
In Fantasyland, obviously.
Well, look, so on Fantasyland, so if we look at what to expect from the sauna and what not to expect, what we should not expect is a magic wand and a solution to load shedding.
Yeah.
Okay. Heads up, I don't think that's going to happen. What we should expect, yes, is a lot of disruptions. The EFF have said they're going to disrupt this. So security are standing by. But we can also expect, in terms of the substance of the speech, which is setting out government's priorities for the year for citizens, he'll first start with reflecting on last year's SONA and what was achieved, what was not achieved. The key focus areas there: building a new consensus, growing the economy and jobs, protecting lives and livelihoods, ensuring a just transition, land reform, fighting corruption, making communities safer, and making government work. Rob is already zoning out.
Yeah, I'm just going through in my head. I'm like, that scorecard doesn't look good.
So my thing is, I know that the ontwrigtings is belangrik, want dit gee die oppositiepartye 'n kans om hulle misnoë uit te spreek en om te sê hulle is nie tevrede nie. Maar soos wat jy nou sê, die staatsrede is 'n uiteensetting van hoe hulle beplan om van die probleme aan te spreek. So as dit nie gesê kan word nie, if it's lip service or not, it doesn't matter. This occasion has been put aside for us to look and listen to what the president is saying about how they want to go forward. As hy nie eers daai woorde uit sy mond uit kan kry, omdat die hele proses ontwrig word nie, ons gaan terug. We're going backwards. We're not like able to see, okay, maybe they do have a plan. You know, But you, like, so you can't actually even follow the plan because I can't even. It's a montage, granny, and that's what frustrates me.
I must admit, the constant disruptions is one of the most irritating things for me personally as well. It's just, we are adults. You listening to me right now, you are a grown person. You have responsibilities and things that rely on you. If any of us at any of our places of work or any of our family gatherings behaved like that, we would never behave like that.
No
adult behaves like that, except politicians, because it's to draw attention to yourself. It's just like, I'm tired of the childishness of it. I'm tired of their incapability of behaving like a grown person.
You see, but the thing is that we get the government we deserve. That's the problem. We get the government we deserve. Because the thing is, they are basically the prefects of the country, and we chose for them to be there, so we shouldn't be surprised.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.